Oh, come on, Gloria. All work and no play makes Michael Evans stay away. What? Oh, sure, you can get out of the house. Just tell your mother what I tell my sister Thelma. Say you're going to the library.
Yeah, it'll work. Or tell her mother she can visit you at the emergency ward.
Listen, Gloria, I'll talk to you later, okay? Right, bye.
Michael, I need some help, okay?
Not right now, Thelma. I got a lot of heavy things on my mind.
Yeah? Well, you got a lot of heavy things on your stomach, too.
Hey. Girl, what's wrong with you? You got a problem?
Yeah. There's a certain irritating, lazy turkey who lives here who thinks the world owes him a living.
Thelma, you shouldn't talk about J.J. behind his back.
Michael, I'm talking about you. Michael, look at this mess. Just look at it. This dried up sauce here is from the lasagna I cooked last night. Now I have to chip it off the plate.
Thelma, when we ate it last night, we had to chip it off the plate.
Funny, funny. Look, Michael, look, you were home all afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And you said you were going to help me with the dishes. What?
Don't worry, Thelma. I'll get to them. Right now, I'm getting ready to go up to Cindy's house.
Michael, you were up there last night.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to worry about that now, because you're going to stay right here tonight.
I'm going to stay here. I'm getting ready to go up to Cindy's house. Hey, Thelma, give me that.
What's this here?
None of your business.
It's my business. This big red F on top of this page makes it my business, buddy.
It's my algebra test.
Michael, I can't believe this. This is the first time you brought home an F.
Thelma.
What's happening to you?
Thelma, it's not the end of the world. It's only an F. Come on.
But, oh, Michael, I give up. I'm tired of talking to you.
That's good. Just get off.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Boy, what a relief it is to be home from the hustle and bustle of the advertising world into the peace and tranquility of the Evans house.
JJ, will you talk to your brother?
So, Michael, what's happening?
Everything's everything, bro. How you
all
doing?
All right, you
yeah,
know,
you
same
know.
Old thing.
JJ, just talk to him.
The street, you know, hey. Thelma? You have negated to tell us what we're talking about.
JJ, you can start with how late he's been staying out every night.
Michael, you've been staying out late every night.
And what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Thelma, what's wrong with that? You tell him. If somebody come in here, I'm gonna look kind of silly talking to a door.
JJ, I tried. Michael is just goofing off. He's staying out late every night with a different girl, too.
Michael, I got something to say. You've been staying out late every night, going out with a different girl, goofing off. And what I got to say is,
congratulations! JJ, this is serious. It's affecting his schoolwork. JJ, look at that test paper he brought in here today.
Let me see that test paper you brought in here today. F. Not bad. Yeah, I mean, one time in school, I got a K.
A K?
Yeah, a K for cruddy.
JJ, cruddy starts with a C.
Well, it was a spelling test.
Well, JJ, you always got bad grades. This is my first.
Yeah. Hey, Thelma.
Hi, hey. Y'all.
Don't you think it'd take a little easy on the boy?
Is JJ talking to the door?
Well, that's not unusual, honey, but if that door answers back, watch out.
Hey, don't you think you're being a little hard on the man?
JJ, I'm not being hard on him. Mm.
What's going on around here?
Don't you be nosy now. You kids don't ever tell me nothing. Even though I am your mother's best friend and practically your aunt. Well, look, I mean, I ain't gonna stick my nose in nobody's business. You keep your own little secrets. Well, do I have to crawl?
Known as Michael, he's been very irresponsible lately. He's been messing up at home, goofing off in school, and you know he brought in an F paper today.
Oh, no. Grams, I'm surprised.
Well, Mona, I'm worried about him. Because if he keeps on going on like this, what's going to happen to him?
Take it easy, honey. I'll talk to him. Now, Gramps, this is Malona talking. I got a few things I want to say to you.
Should we give Miss a letter first?
Not now, honey. Now, listen, Michael.
Letter? What letter?
This. It got put in our mailbox by mistake.
It did?
Gramps, I'm trying to talk to you. Are you listening?
Yeah, well, Mona, I'm listening.
All right, now, listen. What are you doing getting an F in your marks?
Hey, listen to this. It says, Dear Michael Evans, congratulations. On the basis of your outstanding essay, Law in the Ghetto, you've been selected as one of the 5 high school students who will read their essays to the Illinois Law Association at its annual Lawyers of Tomorrow banquet on the 26th of this month.
Oh, wow!
Hey, I got it. I remember when I wrote that,
too. Yeah, there's only 1 week from tonight.
Yeah. Oh, Gramps, congratulations. Yeah. But don't you forget, when I come back from the dentist, we have a little talk to finish, okay?
Sure, Willona.
All right.
Oh, don't forget the skating lessons.
Oh, that's what I came in here for. I'm running into a little time problem. Penny has to be to a skating lesson. Would one of you people take her down for me?
Oh, well, Lona, I'd love to, but you caught me right when I have a dance rehearsal.
Sure. JJ, would you take
Penny? Oh, it's just one of those days, Lona. I just happened to bring home a little work from the office.
Everybody's acting around here. How much have ring around the collar?
Well, honey, you gotta understand that people have their own lives to live. Although everybody in this room knows how much this lesson means to you. And if you don't go, it'll break your heart.
Say no more. I'll make the sacrifice. Come on, Penny.
Oh, Grams, thank you so much. See there? Now, you see there, anybody that responsible cannot be bad.
That's right. The boy does a nice thing like take a little girl ice skating, gets out of doing his homework. First you take your 2 eggs, you hold them tight. You break one to the left, and then you break one to the right. You add some green onions, chitlins, and a lump of parquet. And that is what I call doing an omelet, JJ. I'm doing.
It looks like you're mixing up some plaster to fix a crack in your head.
I happen to be making an omelet.
Okay, let me help you, right?
Oh, no, no. Last time you helped, the omelet ended up in the middle of Rush Street. As a manhole cover.
Hey, JJ, are Michael and Penny back yet?
Not yet.
You know, JJ, I'm really getting worried about Michael. Because Ma always kept a tight rein on him, you know? And you're just letting him run wild.
Oh, come on, Thelma. Michael's just a grown boy. And what do you know about being a boy? What do you know about being a girl?
Listen, JJ, I want Michael to grow up to be really special. And I don't want him to drop out of school and just hang around in the streets. And that's exactly what's going to happen to him if you do not talk to him like I said.
Oh, Thelma, Michael's just a grown, all-American, typical red-blooded boy, you know? Doing his thing. Just calm down.
Shall I?
Oh, hey, Michael, how you doing? What? Where you at? Huh? Okay, we'll be there shortly. Okay, bye. Thelma, that was Michael.
Well, what excuse did the all-American red-blooded boy give you for being late this time?
This time he had a good one. He and Penny are in jail.
What you in for?
Well, Mama was taking her teeth to the dentist, and I was taking my skates to the rink. But when we got downstairs, Michael's friend Howard drove up in the car and said, hop in. So we hopped. And then the street was one way, but Howard went the other way. And the cop said,
pull over, Sonny.
So we pulled. And then they said, the car is hot enough to fry an egg. And then he said,
you have the right to remain silent.
So we remain silent. And those are the highlights. Film at 11.
Don't go on, honey, because I know it's hard for you to talk about him.
What are you in for, LaVon?
Or you might say it's because of my, social work.
Oh.
I told you, Sergeant. It's my old man's car. I borrowed it. And you're gonna feel like a real turkey tail when you find
it. When I what?
Hey, Howie, hey, man, why don't you be cool? Let me handle this, okay? Penny, come here, please. Sergeant, you see this innocent young child here? Her mother's gonna be very worried about her. Couldn't you just let us go?
No.
Well, you have no right holding us here without charging us. What about due process? You know us minors have our rights, too.
Michael's the lawyer of tomorrow.
Well, welcome to the slammer of today. Now, I can hold you, son, and I will hold you until your story's confirmed.
Listen, I got hold of that father, and the story checks out. It was the old man's car, and Howard borrowed it.
See, turkey tail.
Without permission.
Well, who's the turkey tail now, Howard?
Gobble, gobble.
Howard.
What?
Man, how come you didn't tell me you borrowed the car without permission?
You didn't ask.
Didn't ask? Man, you know you're really a lot of help. Thanks a lot.
Man, help! Save me, I'm innocent!
Sergeant, I believe that facts do speak for themselves. Now, Penny and myself here had no way of knowing that Howard borrowed that car without permission. Therefore, we are innocent in the eyes of the law.
Son, I was about to tell you, you are innocent. So you can stop trying to prove that you're ready to pass the bar and start picking your friends with a little more care.
Say, officer! My name is Lenny, and I got picked up in front of Dennis. Now, you can't charge me with no crime, because I didn't take one thin dime. I'm innocent. I got nothing to hide. Want to buy a TV? How about a TV guy?
Hey, will you get out of here?
Michael, Penny!
Hi.
Where's Mama?
She'll be here. We left her a note.
Yeah, Michael, don't worry. Brother Jay is here to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, you are innocent.
JJ, wait a
minute. No, Michael, I handle this.
JJ.
Everything's under control.
What do you want?
Listen here, your sergeantship. You can see that we are both men of the world. I, in particular. And this is not the face of a brother of a criminal. Matter of fact, there's not a dishonest bone in this body.
You call that a body?
Look here, your sergeantship. This face and this body unite in the appeal that Michael Evans is innocent!
He is innocent.
I rest my case. Well, Michael, I got y'all. I use my power of persuasiveness.
But JJ, we are innocent. We didn't do anything.
You didn't?
No, we just took a little joyride.
Sure. You just went for a little ride in a stolen car. You know, just last week, we had some kids about your age did the same thing. Only when the red lights and the siren went on, they panicked, led us into a high-speed chase. It ended when they hit a utility pole. So now a boy and a girl are dead. All because they went for a little ride. A joyride.
Honey, are you all right, baby? Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mama.
What's the problem?
It's all right, lady. These two can go home. Take him, please.
Oh, thank God. Come on.
Lana, yeah, I can explain.
I won't talk to you later. Come on.
Mama, can a social worker be put in jail?
A social worker? Well, no, honey. They do a lot of good service for the community.
LaVon?
Uh-huh.
My mama says you can't go to jail for what you're doing. So keep up the good work.
explain.
Michael, now the law may be finished with you, but I'm not.
I mean, what did I do?
Grams, what are you saying? Do you realize you could have gotten killed, both of you, just like that, honey?
Sorry, Willona.
Sorry's not gonna get it, Mr. Miguel. I, being your big older brother, have officially grounded you for 7 big days. That's right, 7 big days.
And what about my winning essay? The lawyers are tomorrow dinner. That's a week from tonight.
I know that, Michael. And you won't be there.
For the underprivileged of America, the same quality of legal protection that the wealthy already enjoy, we will never be a nation of equal justice for all.
Oh, Michael, that is beautiful. No wonder you won. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Thumb. Yeah, but who's gonna hear besides you? JJ's never gonna let me go to that dinner tonight.
But you know, Michael, you did bring this on yourself, you know.
Yeah, I know, but you know, JJ's been rough on me. And he's also been very suspicious lately. Like last night, I'm coming out of my bedroom with my pajamas on, toothbrush in hand, and towel over my arm. He comes up to me and says, "Sneaking out, eh?"
Come on now, you're kidding.
No, JJ's so busy watching me, he doesn't even go out anymore.
You know, you're right. He turned down dates all this week, huh?
Yeah, just so he can stay home and watch out over me. You know, this is not home anymore. It's become a prison. I'm surprised there are no bars on the window.
Don't give JJ any ideas, please.
You know, I think you've learned your lesson, and JJ should let you go to that dinner tonight.
Yeah, but Thelma, I don't think I can talk him into it.
Hey, maybe I can, okay?
Please.
Oh, hi, JJ.
Greetings, Thelma, and Babyface Evans.
JJ, I want to talk
later,
to you.
Later, Thelma. Michael, front and center. You been talking to any of those chicks on the phone today?
Unfortunately, no.
JJ, what are you doing?
Checking his pulse to make sure he's not lying.
Mom,
present homework. What's the assignment?
1,000 words on the French Revolution.
French Revolution what?
French Revolution, sir.
What do my eyes espy here? Look at these midget words. On. I want to see some big mungungus words. Like transgressionism, interversionism.
Of all the unmitigated hypocritical.
Those words will do also.
JJ, I want Michael to go to that dinner tonight.
Thank you.
Thelma, you're the one who said you want me to keep a tight rein on the boy.
Yeah, a tight rein, but not a choke collar. You know how important this dinner is to Michael. Even the Watergate people got time off for good behavior.
But JJ Evans wasn't the judge.
Around here, J.J. Evans is the hanging judge.
Cool it out, Michael. J.J., look, right? Now, look, you're keeping yourself a prisoner as well. Because if you think about it, if you let Michael go to the dinner, you can go out tonight. You can go out with, Belinda.
You mean boom, boom, Belinda?
Or Viola.
Viola the vacuum?
Or Samantha.
Samantha the human panther.
Right.
Michael?
Yeah, JJ?
Tell Thelma to shut up, otherwise I'll ground you for another week.
All right, JJ. Man, I know I've been running wild lately, and maybe I do deserve to be punished. But tonight is special, JJ. I mean, you can ground me for a week, a month, a year. I don't care, but please let me go tonight. Let me read them my essay. Let me make you proud of me.
Michael?
Yeah?
Get that thing off the table. It's blocking everything up on there. Oh. Michael, you understand? I made a decision. I gotta stick by it. You understand that, don't you? For some reason, I get the strange feeling he doesn't understand.
JJ, what do you expect? He made one little mistake, and I can't believe how cruel you've been to him.
Not you too, Thelma. A man does what he thinks is right, and the whole world comes down on him. I mean, as head of the house, if I make a decision, I gotta stick with it. Well, where do you think you're going, young man?
To the lawyers of tomorrow dinner.
Oh, yeah? Over my dead body? Oh, yeah? Michael, come back here.
J.J., no more fighting now. Come on.
Thelma, I'm a failure.
JJ, you're not a failure.
Oh, come on, Thelma. It takes a big man to admit that he's a failure. At least give me that much.
JJ, you did what you had to do, right? And Michael did what he had to do.
Only Michael did his harder.
I'm back.
Wow, lawyers sure eat fast, don't they?
I couldn't do it, JJ.
You see, JJ, you're not a failure. Michael came back by himself, didn't he?
And it's a good thing he did.
Right.
Now he's grounded for the rest of the century.
JJ, are you ever gonna let up?
Michael, soon as you shape up.
JJ, I can understand you coming down on me. But why are you punishing yourself? You know, you've had a chance to go out all this week and you've turned it down. Just so you can stay home and keep an eye on me.
Michael, sit down. You know, that's not the reason I turned down all those dates.
Then why?
Well, you see, Michael, you've been going out with a lot of girls, and so have I. And I want to set a good example for you, at least this week.
Good example? What are you talking about?
Well, you see, Michael, all these years I've been setting a bad example for you. Fooling around, goofing off in school, getting bad grades. But now that I'm like a father-like image to you, well, I got a lot of making up to do. And see, I wouldn't want you to make the same mistakes I did.
JJ, everybody makes mistakes. But look at you now, man. I'd be proud to turn into another you.
You would?
Yeah, are you kidding? JJ, you taught yourself to paint when there was nobody to teach you. You got yourself a job, and you're supporting us. Man, I've always been proud of you.
You have?
Sure, JJ.
Well, you know, what can I say?
I can say that's my big brother.
All right.
Well, thank goodness that's over with. Oh, boy. Now, Michael, if you hurry up, you can make that lawyers of tomorrow dinner.
Thanks, Thelma, but no thanks. I'm not going. What kind of lawyer tomorrow would I be if I made J.J. break his own laws?
Wait a minute, Michael. Laws are made to be changed.
Hold on, J.J. I don't want any special favors. I'm staying.
No, Michael, there's no special favor. You're going.
J.J., I'm staying.
Michael, you're going.
I'm staying.
Michael, you're going.
I'm staying.
Michael, you're going.
I'm staying.
You're going.
I'm staying.
You're going.
I'm staying.
You're going. All right, Michael. This is it. I've had enough of your mess here. Now, if you don't go, you're gonna be in for the most cruel and inhumane punishment you ever been in for in your life.
And what you gonna do?
Michael, if you don't go, I'm gonna make you stay here and eat Thelma's dinner.